Okay, today's daf is Sukkah daf Lamed Vav. Sukkah daf Lamed Vav. And today we're going to talk about a sugya that comes up based on the Rashi in here in Sukkah Lamed Vav, and that is the relationship between Birchas HaMitzvah and the mitzvah itself. We have a pre-institution of making a bracha before we do a mitzvah. Let's talk a little bit about the making of the bracha of the Birchas HaMitzvah and the mitzvah itself. So the Gemara tells us in Brachos on daf Lamed Vav, that's the sugya of Hishmiya La'azno, that according to Rabbi Yossi holds that if one is lo ishmiya la'azno by kriyashma, one is not yotze. The Gemara says, let's read that in the Mishnah in Brachas on Tesvav and Aleph, hakori ishma v'lo ishmiya la'azno yotza. Somebody says kriyashma and doesn't say it loud enough for themselves to hear it, one is still yotze according to the Tanna Kamma. Rabbi Yossi says, no, lo yotza, one is not yotze in that circumstance. But the Gemara there discusses, how does this relate to making a bracha, let's say, on Afreshes Shumas and Maisras, right? Does one have to be Mashmiya La'azno there? So the Gemara says, within Rabbi Yossi Shita, Ad kan lo kam Rabbi Yossi lo yatsa. Maybe Rabbi Yossi only says, you're not Yotze Kriyashma if you don't say it loud enough, because Kriyashma is Daraisa. A mitzvah Daraisa, so therefore, you're not Yotze if you don't say it loud enough. Aval Truma Mishum Brachahu. But Hafreshes Truma, making the bracha on Hafreshes Truma, is only derabanan, ubracha derabanan, velo bibracha talya milsa. So again, the Gemara says Truma, the bracha of Hafreshes Truma is only regarding the bracha. That's the context, and making the bracha is derabanan, and lav bibracha talya milsa, and the thing is not dependent on the bracha. So what exactly is the Gemara saying? So you might understand the Gemara, right? First of all, there are two assumptions based on that the Gemara is saying. Number one, that Birchas HaMitzvah are Durabanan, right? That's clear from the Gemara. The Gemara says, Bracha Durabanan. There's no reason to assume that the Bracha on Hafreshes Trumas and Maestros is any worse than any other Bracha. So therefore, the Bracha on Hafresha is Durabanan. And number two, that it's not dependent, the mitzvah is not dependent on the Bracha. Maybe you could read this Gemara as, had the bracha been d'oraisa, so then the mitzvah would be dependent on it. And then if you wouldn't make the bracha, you wouldn't be yotze the mitzvah. An amazing concept. That's what it sounds like from the Gemara. Right? Lo bracha d'rabana, but bracha talya milsa. Maybe if bracha would be d'oraisa, bracha talya milsa, the bracha would be tali, the mitzvah would be tali on the bracha. Who says this befavors? The Tosfos Harash. The Tosfos Harash, right there on the Gemara in Brachas Daf Tesvav, says the Tosfos Harash, Aval ihave birchas truma d'oraisa, mashma de truma soena truma. It sounds like your truma wouldn't be truma, your hafrasha wouldn't work if the bracha would be d'oraisa and I wouldn't say it. Da bracha ma'akeves ha'hafrasha, because the bracha would withhold and hold back the hafrasha. Af agav de brachas enan ma'akvos, even though we hold because bracha is not ma'akev, even if I don't make the bracha, I'm still yotze the mitzvah. And once in a while, we do the mitzvah even without the bracha. If I missed one day of Sfiras HaOmer, I do the counting, that's the mitzvah, even without the bracha. Right, in Shmini Atzeres, in Chutz La'aretz, he's in the sukkah without a bracha. So says the Tosfos Harash, that's because it's Durabanan. Avali havi daraisa ma'akvos v'lo havi afrasha. The Tosfos Harash makes that diak explicitly from the Gemara in Brachas and Daf Tesvav, that had Birchas HaMitzvah been daraisa, so then I would have said that if I don't make the bracha, I wouldn't be yotze the mitzvah. That is a chiddush gadol. It sounds that way from the Gemara. The Tosfos Harash says it. The Pnei Yeshua there in the Gemara in Brachas says it's impossible. It's impossible. How can you say the bracha would be ma'akev? Even if a bracha is daraisa, it's part of the mitzvah. The Torah tells you to do a mitzvah. Right? The Birchas HaMitzvah. Birchas HaMitzvah, whatever the source for a Birchas HaMitzvah being daraisa, it would be part of the mitzvah itself. You could say it's something independent. Misvara. We would say the bracha is part of doing the mitzvah. The mitzvah is the mitzvah. The bracha is extra. Mitzad Sheni, if we think about it logically, does a bracha have any independence other than preparing for the mitzvah itself? Kind of makes sense that it's connected. Right? Birchas Lulav has independent status. If it would be Daraisa, the shaking of the Lulav, it's all about getting ready to do the mitzvah. So the Pnei Yeshua says, I can't understand it, but we understand the Tosfos Harash also. Says the Pnei Yeshua, Nira, de la Ravcha de Milsa Masakachi. To say that Bracha de Rabban and Alaba Bracha Tali Milsa doesn't mean that you should make that diak. Bechada de ispe tarti. Avo be'emes, afilu we have a birchas truma to be daraisa. Says the Pnei Yeshua, even if the bracha on a fresh would be daraisa, Eino yotze l'Rabbi Yossi b'di'eved, and you wouldn't be yotze the bracha according to Rabbi Yossi. Afilu achim duch meshachmer masisa the truma k'Rabbi Yossi linyan di'eved. The truma atzma, the truma sacheris truma. Keep it the lab bracha talia milsa. I think that's true even without that principle. But that's what it sounds like. That's one source. Again, there's not too many sources, but there is one source here, the Tos HaRosh understanding of the Gemara in brachas. That had Birchas HaMitzvah been Daraisa, then it would be Ma'akev the Mitzvah. There's also an interesting line in Rashi there that Rabbi Akiva Eiger picks up on. Rashi there, and again, then we're going to get to Rashi here in our daf. Rashi says there, Brachos, Bracha Durabanan he. Says Rashi there in Brachas Daf Tesvav, De Amar Rabanan, he quotes the Gemara in Psachim, Daf Zayin, Kala Mitzvahs, Kulun Mavarech Alein over Lasiyasan. All mitzvahs, you make a bracha before you do the mitzvah. Over lasiyasa, we know that principle comes up in sukkah, comes up in brachas. But Rabbi Akiva Eiger asks, why is Rashi quoting that halacha? What does that have to do with brachas being derabanan? That's a din. You have to make the bircha the mitzvah before you do the mitzvah. What does that have to do with brachos being derabanan? The Gemara says brachas are derabanan, as it says, you have to make the bracha over lasiyasa. So it says Rabbi Akiva Eiger, a fascinating ha'ara. He says, this idea of the Tos HaRosh, that a bracha might be ma'akev the mitzvah, it's only if you say that the berachas mitzvah is said before the mitzvah. There would be no havamina that if you make a berachas mitzvah after you do the mitzvah, it somehow would be ma'akev the mitzvah. Once you do the mitzvah, you do the mitzvah. If you say you have to make the bracha before the mitzvah, then there's something to talk about, which itself is a chiddush anyway. Again, that's not today's topic, but the significance and the importance of making a bracha before you do the mitzvah over lasiyasan, right, which is a crucial idea. We paskin that if you don't say it over lasiyasan or meshach hasiyasan, you can't say it. It's machlokas the Rambam and the Urza Ruah. But we paskin that once you do the mitzvah, it's finished. You can't make the bracha anymore. Rabbi Akiva Eiger says that's why Rashi says in that Gemara and brachas. That it's beforehand, because only there, the Gemara is talking about, is there a Havamina to say the bracha is ma'akev the mitzvah? Only if you would say over lasiyasan, says the Rabbi Akiva Eiger there, in brachas. Nir lefarish, dimhayu abrachos chalos achar asiyaso, kederach hoda'a al shezacha la'asoso. If you say that there's a concept of making a bracha after you do the mitzvah, which would mean it's a bracha of shevach and thanks and praise, then, even if the bracha would be daraisa, lo havi salka daitach lomar, de bishvil chisaron habracha lo yiyah trumas o truma. Then you would never say that, you know, just because you missed the bracha, it wouldn't be truma. You did it! You did it, and you have to say it afterwards? Okay, that's not going to prevent anything. Kivan da hamitzvah haya behechsher ukaroi, ein svara, to bishvil masha asa, charkach, shaloka hogan, shalo birich lacharaha, yisbatal hamitzvah lamafreya. You wouldn't be able to say that. It's only because we make a bracha before we do the mitzvah, that's why I can have a possibility to think that the bracha would be ma'akev. V'lazeh dikteg Rashi, the mavarech over lasiyason, the bazeh yesh makom lomar, the ilu haya bracha daraisa haya ma'akev al hatruma, the havi ki toram shalokadin. That would be a yin to the truma. It would be part. Again, that symbolizes that there's something very important about making a bracha before you do the mitzvah. Right, there's something fundamental about that. It's not just, you know, do it before and do it afterwards. The only way, the only havamina that it could be ma'akev is only because of the principle of over lasiyasan. But without that, you know, you would never even have that havamina. So that's an important Rabbi Akiva Eiger pick up on that Rashi. But do we see this anywhere else? This idea of a bracha being so important that you might not even be yotzi the mitzvah if I wouldn't make the bracha properly. So we usually say, of course not. You know, we always say, like, for example, in the case of Safek, whenever you're a case of Safek, we always say, do the mitzvah and don't say the bracha. Right? A mila, the Rambam says, the mila of an androgynous. You're not sure, Safek Isha, Safek Isha, so you do the mila without making the bracha. Right? Or other cases of Safek. Bein HaShmashos, we might say. You're at the end of Rosh Hashanah, and you finally got a shofar during Bein HaShmashos of Motsoi Rosh Hashanah. Right? On the first day. So we say, you should blow shofar, but you don't make the bracha. Because, you know, the mitzvah is daraisa, and so many brachas lahakel. But would you ever say that the bracha is ma'ake the mitzvahs? This is one. Those are Russian brachas. But there is another daya. If you look in Tosfos and Zvachim, on Daf Lamed Aleph, Tosfos quotes at the beginning of the third parak, Tosfos quotes the Hilchos Eretz Yisrael, a sefer of one of the Rishonim. Hilchos Eretz Yisrael, that Shachat v'lo birech v'arum sheshachat, if somebody shechs and does not make the bracha on shchita, or a naked person who cannot make the bracha, shechs, shchita psula. Wow. The shchita is possible if you don't make the bracha on shchita. V'nira shem chumris ba'alma. Tosfos argues, says, that's tremendous chumris. Shaya omer oso achacham shechatsav Hilchos Eretz Yisrael. I don't agree. But this is Hilchos Eretz Yisrael. So the, where is that? We don't know, you know, where they get this from, but the Samachronim, I saw the name of the Kloisenberger, they quote, maybe it's the Hilchos Eretz Yisrael Lishitasa. We don't really know exactly so much about Hilchos Eretz Yisrael, but maybe it was a Sefer Eretz Yisrael connected to the Yerushalmi. If you look in the Yerushalmi, saying Birchas HaMitzvah is Daraisa. Say, there's a source. We say, what's the source of Birchas HaMitzvah? It's Rabbanan. The Rabbanan made up all Birchas HaMitzvah. But the Yerushalmi, in the beginning of the sixth parak in Brachas, quotes a makar that saying a bracha before you do a mitzvah is a mitzvah, is a halacha daraisa. It's halacha daraisa. Again, besides Birchas HaMazon, it's sure daraisa. Birchas HaTorah maybe is daraisa. But what about all other Birchas HaMitzvah? Saying a bracha before you shake a lulav, before you count Sfirsa Omer, before you do any other mitzvah? So the Yerushalmi has a limud. The pasuk says at the end of Mishpatim by Har Sinai, the etna lacha es luchos va'even v'hatorah v'hamitzvah. Moshe Rabbeinu was told, I'm going to give you the luchos of the even and the Torah and the mitzvah. Hikish Torah l'mitzvos. We compare. There's a hekish of Torah and mitzvahs, right? Two things in the same pasuk. Smichus is two psukim next to each other. A hekish is two things within the same pasuk. So the Gemara says, it says in the pasuk, Torah l'mitzvah, hikish Torah l'mitzvos. Ma Torah tu'una bracha, af mitzvos tu'una bracha. An amazing line. Just like Torah needs a bracha before it, so too mitzvahs need a bracha before it. Right, that's the limud. Beginning of the sixth parak in Yerushalmi and Brachas. So say some achronim, it's Hilchos Eretz Yisrael l'shitaso, putting together what we just said from the Tosfos Arash. If you would say brachas or daraisa, then you would say that it would be ma'akeh of the mitzvah. So, maybe that's this shot, right? If brachas are the rice, according to Yerushalmi, that's the Hilchos Eretz Yisrael. It's not something unique by Shechita. It's by all mitzvah, brachas and mitzvah. Maybe you would be ma'akev the bracha. Could be. But then we get to, so we have the discussion in brachas tesvav, we have the discussion here of Yerushalmi, and now we have Sukkah Lamed Vav. Sukkah Lamed Vav, our Gemara. Now we get back to our Gemara, Lamed Vav and Mabes. The Gemara talks about using a mouse bitten esrog. Right, the Gemara says, Achbar itmar. Esrog shenikvu achbarim. You have an esrog that an achbar, a weasel, a mouse, took a bite out of. You know how to use that esrog? So we would say, it's disgusting. You just use another esrog. What if you don't have another esrog? What if this is the only esrog in town? And they didn't have they didn't have a refrigerator to put it in. They didn't have boxes of protection. So they said, this is the only esrog. So what do you do? Says the Gemara, Amarav ein zahadar. Rav says, it's not mehudar. Okay, it's not mehudar. So does that mean you can't use it? Eini, is this really true, says the Gemara of Harabi Chanina, Matul Babanofakba. Rabbi Chanina used to take a bite out of his esrog and then use it for dalaminim. Pretty unbelievable. Rabbi Chanina used to bite it, right? Matvil ba Rashi, Ochel Miksaso, Vinafik, and Rashi, Vyosi Chavasa Benosar, and then use it. Umivarech alav, and make a brach on it. He used to use this esrog. What does it say? Matzbil? Because they used to you dip everything that they used to eat. Fine. So Rav says it's not hadar, and Rabbi Chanina says he used to take a bite out of it and use it. Ask the Gemara, does it? What about our Mishnah? Our Mishnah says chaser is puzzle. If an esrog is missing a piece, it's puzzle. Rabbi Chanina kasha masisan. So bishlama masisan. Rabbi Chanina lo kasha can be out of reach and can be out of sheni. So I understand Rabbi Chanina is not a kasha on the Mishnah because maybe when the Mishnah says chaser is puzzle, that's day one. Rabbi Chanina is talking about day two, right? Day one needs lakicha tama, ulakachtem lakicha tama. On Yantav Sheni, even though it was chaser, you know, he could use it. So maybe that's how Rabbi Chanina never bid it on the first day, only on the second day. Evel l'Rav kasha, but according to Rav, who says it's an issue of hadar, then it's a problem, because hadar is not a different kasha, to Rabbi Chanina, to afilu b'sheni nami l'Rav lo nafik. Because even on the second day, you wouldn't be able to be Yotzei because you need Hadar. And here's the line in Rashi, Daha mitzvah hidura bi'inan. Because you have to do the mitzvah bi'hidura every day. Hoil umazkir shem shamayim alav. since you're being mazkir shem shamayim, so that's why you have to have hadar every day. Kedama b'reish pirkin, yavesh is possible even on yantav sheni because you need hadar. So what does Rashi mean by ho'o mazkir shem shamayim alav? Just by the way, the Gemara answers, Amar Rav, so how does Rav answer that? Shari achbar de me'isi. The difference between a human bite and an achbar bite. An achbar bite is disgusting and not hadar. A human bite, not so bad. Not so bad. So you took a bite out of an asrog and you use it. That's not disgusting. That might be chaser, but the only problem on the second day, according to this, is not chaser that you're missing, but only hadar. And it's not so disgusting. Right? We realize that. I mean, right, if an animal takes a little bite of an apple, we're not touching that apple. But if our friend takes a bite of the apple, if somebody's not a germ freak, you know, then they might take a bite out of it. Anyway, back to the Rashi. So Rashi says it's not, you need a mitzvah behidura because you're being maskir shem shamayim alav. What does that mean? So say some achronim, Rabbi Yosef Engel, in the Lekach Tov says Rashi's referring to the bracha. Hol v'shem shamayim, since you're making a bracha when you shake the esrog, you're making a bracha, so there's a high standard of what you have to have when you make a bracha. You can't use something disgusting. You can't use something disgusting for a mitzvah when you make the bracha. Holo ma'akev shem shamayim. But one second, mitzvahs are in ma'akev. So what is Rashi talking about? Ah, says Rabbi Yosef Engel. What did that Tosfos HaRash say? Brachos are in ma'akev because the mitzvah is daraisa and the bracha is darabanan. But says Rabbi Yosef Engel, if you would have a mitzvah that's darabanan and the bracha that's darabanan, then it would be ma'akev. The only reason the Gemara in Brachas Daf Tesvav said that the bracha is not ma'akev, that Tosfos HaRash, is because the bracha is derabanan and the mitzvah is daraisa. And the bracha derabanan can't weigh and knock out a mitzvah daraisa. But here we're talking about yantav sheni. Here we're talking about shaking the lulav on yantav sheni. That's a mitzvah derabanan. So yantav sheni, a mitzvah derabanan, bracha derabanan, it knocks it out. That's the chiddush. That's how Rabbi Yosef Engel reads this Rashi. He says, Yesh l'chayik v'lomar, to be mitzvah daraisa. This is the beginning of Klal Yud Aleph. The mitzvah daraisa she'ein habracha chelik michelki mitzvah kivan shabracha yidavar shechitshu chachamim ve'einenu guf mitzvah. If it's a bracha derabanan and something that the rabbanan were mechadesh, the mitzvah is daraisa and the rabbanan are adding something on. Of course, you can't say the rabbanan can knock that out. Al kain gam hachachamim bo asuuli kuva sheyakiv af midivrehem. Ma she'ein kev mitzvah derabanan. One could say the second when the rabbanan were misaki the mitzvah, they said as part of this kiyum you have to make a bracha, right? It's all part of that kiyum. The yesh lomer de miyad kishechivu chachamim kiyum mitzvah kein chivu sheyaso sahada bebracha kivan shabracha kemo hamitzvah shneim midrabanan v'shaper yuchalios shemiyad bechivam mitzvah chivu yachad vasu mitzvah achas im abracha v'abracha efo chelik mei mitzvah v'gufa v'yalkein shaper im kiyum mitzvah below bracha kiilu chiser mikiyum mitzvah v'shaper lo yasa. That's his suggestion. Again, you didn't have to say this. You can say even if the mitzvah is drabanan, the bracha is not part of it. The bracha mitzvah is a separate. Then it doesn't matter if the bracha is on the same level as the mitzvah. Still, you might not say that it is ma'akev. Then it gets into a fascinating discussion of mitzvahs lav lehenosin nu. Do you say that by the bracha and the relationship to the bracha, the mitzvah, bracha zanenin? But that is a diuk of Rabbi Yosef Engel. So if this is true, so then where do we have the idea of a bracha being ma'akev? We generally assume a bracha is not ma'akev the mitzvah, but there are hints to it. There are hints to it. The Tosa Rosh and brachas daf tesvav. We have that Yerushalmi if you say bracha mitzvah daraisa, and we have this Rashi in our case. Not everyone thinks that that's the pshat of Rashi. Right, Rashi, what does Rashi say here? Again, because you need mitzvah b'hidura, holu masker shem shamayim alav. Does that dafka mean a bracha? Right, the Rabbi Yosef Engel assumes it means a bracha. Rabbi Soloveitchik, in his commentary here on Sukkah, says, maybe it doesn't mean a bracha. Right, we mentioned a few days ago, I think, and the Rishonim mentioned in the sugya mitzvah b'avera, right, the Ritva quotes this from Tosfos, that we don't have this Tosfos, both on daf lamed and on daf tes, where the Ritva quotes that it's, isn't it fascinating that mitzvah b'avera is, it's hardly mentioned in Shas? Hardly comes up. It comes up by lulav, it comes up by karban, and it comes up maybe by tefillah in Maseches Brachos. So what do those have in common? The Yerushalmi has it by matzah also, but the Bavli doesn't. So the Ritva quotes the Bavli Atosvis that maybe mitzvah b'avera only applies by mitzvahs of ritzui. That's the language of Tosfos. Mitzvahs of Ritzui, that mitzvahs that are inherently there to bring us close to Hashem. In general, all mitzvahs bring us close to Hashem. But there are certain mitzvahs that their essence is to connect to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, davening, karbanos, and lulav, which is used in davening. It's a mitzvah shel ritzui. So mitzvah avera is only by those. So says Rav Soloveitchik, maybe that's what Tosfos, that's what Rashi is referring to here. It's talking about mitzvah holu masker shem shamayim. Dalin minim itself is considered haskara shem shamayim. It's a mitzvah of ritzui. Right? That's the essence of the mitzvah. It's not talking anything about the bracha. Maybe that's why Esrog has a higher standard, right? So according to that, this has nothing to do with our sugya. But again, that's a discussion of that Rashi. One final point, and that is Rav Asher Weiss in his commentary in Dvarim says maybe we're even misunderstanding the Tosfos Rashi. Whatever, how everybody reads the Tosfos Rashi, that had Birchas HaMitzvah been Daraisa, then it would always be Ma'akev. Maybe the Tosfos Rashi is just saying it specifically by what is this lashon? If the bracha of Hafrashas Truma would have been Daraisa, so then it would be Ma'akev. The Tosfos Rashi isn't saying it by all mitzvahs. The general rule, that brachas would be Daraisa. No, it's specifically by Hafrashas Truma. L'didi amina, d'lo nachas harash l'meimar to call mitzvahs ha-Torah ta'akev ben brachasan, afi brachas ha-mitzvah avi min ha-Torah. No, it means if the Torah would have gone out of its way to tell you that there's a mitzvah d'araisa to make a bracha on Truma, then I would understand that it has to be ma'akev the afreshes Truma. Not a general rule. If the Torah said, dafka, this one is d'araisa, so then this one would be ma'akev. But it's not a general rule. You can't read it like that. That's his lashon. Ihavi birchas Truma d'araisa, mashu the Truma, so in the Truma, da bracha ma'akev is afreshes. So it might not be, even that Tosfos Rashi might not be a general rule. Okay, these are some of the issues related to mitzvah and bracha. Again, we had a shir, I think, back in Maseches Brachas. Birchas Kriyashma might be uniquely linked to the mitzvah of Kriyashma. That might be a different type of connection. But again, we're not going to get back into that right now. Okay, we'll stop here.